WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Caldwell woman was killed and 3 children were hospitalized after the truck they were in went off a bridge west of Bryan on Highway 47 and dropped to Highway 21. DPS identified the driver as 53-year-old Renee Garcia. The children, ages 8, 10, and 12, were hospitalized with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. All were wearing seat belts. Troopers believe rain and wet road conditions were contributing factors. A Bryan woman died after she was struck by a hit-and-run driver. That's what police believe took place before sunrise Saturday morning along Highway 21 near Douglas Street in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Anyone with information about what led to the death of 48-year-old Genevieve Serna is asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace has gone to court in an effort to block the release of additional records that might include what was written about him by his leadership team.
Wallace filed a lawsuit in Austin after the Texas Attorney General's office directed BISD to release more documents. 2 weeks ago, Wallace did not oppose the release of an email and a recording of a private meeting last September where he was told to consider a buyout, then was instructed to give up district property and leave the administration building. WTAW News has asked for an evaluation of Wallace by 4 other central office administrators, which was brought up during the private meeting.
Holy cow, who's this from?
Well, it'll be self-explanatory.
Wallace sued the district and the AG in Travis County and got a judge to block the release of additional information. According to online records, a court hearing's been set for January 26. Bryan School Board President Trey Moore says they're eager to release what he described only as various documents. Wallace and his lawyers have not responded to requests for comments. Wallace is in Missouri City working as an interim high school principal. WTAW News is waiting for details of Wallace's employment from Fort Bend ISD. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Blinn College is seeking community feedback in regards to campus carry regulations, which will go into effect for Texas community colleges on August 1st. Spokesman Richard Bray says an online survey is available to the public through Wednesday at noon.
Once Senate Bill 11 goes into effect, we may want to identify areas where individuals and license holders will not be able to carry their concealed handguns.
Bray says Blinn's Campus Carry Task Force, comprised of faculty, staff, students, and community members, will present their recommendations to President Mary Hensley next month. You can find a link to the survey online at WTAW.com. A state senator from Dallas wants to designate a cannon as the official gun of Texas.
Cannons have played a major role in Texas history, especially the cannon used in the 1835 Battle of Gonzales that started the Texas Revolution. That's where the "come and take it" slogan comes from. And so State Senator Don Huffines wants to make a cannon the official gun of Texas. Historian Dr. Greg Demick says the actual "come and take it" cannon may be at the museum in Gonzales. From the Texas State Historical Association.
And it probably weighs in the neighborhood of about 140 pounds, and it's iron. And there is some good evidence that this is the come-and-take-it cannon.
If approved, the cannon would be the first official gun of Texas. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
Registration is open for the Brazos Valley Senior Games, scheduled for February 24th through the 26th. College Station's Jay Sokol on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says no one is too old.
The last year's oldest male athlete was just over 90, competed in 6 running events. Oldest female athlete was 89, competed in the 1,500-meter run.
Sokol says several events are available for ages 50 and up. Find more information at cstx.gov/seniorgames. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8 at 66 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Polaris Fun Center remind you to go local.
Good morning, it's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers for you.
Through today, partly to mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms around, locally heavy ones as well, high temperature, low 70s. Any lingering showers and storms end this evening, and then mostly cloudy and cooling back into the mid-50s overnight. Still a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Tuesday, low 60s, scattered showers, low 50s at night, and a few more showers around on Wednesday, high temperature 64 to 68. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So there you are, and there's rain down around 290 in that area. So, goat yoga. I'm just liking it.
Goga.
Goga, yeah.
Someone texted in and said goats would knock people over, but I just think it's an extra obstacle to your workout.
That's it. One guy called and said goat yoga. Nah.
Good one.
That was easy. Yeah, really. All right, so... men in Michigan furious after being ticketed for leaving his engine running in the morning. Nick Taylor of Roseville left his engine running to warm up his car on an extra chilly morning. Said the car was running for about 5 minutes when he was in the house, came back out to find that he'd been issued a $125 ticket. Taylor posted a picture of the ticket on Facebook with the caption, "Every person warms up their car. We live in Michigan."
Yeah.
Yeah. His post has been shared thousands of times, but the police chief says... he's standing by his officer who issued the ticket.
It's the rules.
It is. It really is, folks. And again, we don't have to do that too often, but it's just as wrong here as it is there. Mm-hmm. So
now, I'm guessing that would be the case where his keys were inside his vehicle.
Should be.
Okay. Yep. Because, like, remote starters are allowed.
There are vehicles that have those.
Right.
Yeah, you can take advantage of that situation if you want to. But nonetheless,
but if it can be driven away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, story last week, prior to the Texans elimination game, if you will, Andrew Beaton and Jeff Foster of the Wall Street Journal went in and did an analysis of the telecast of the Texans and the Oakland Raiders, just to make sure that you knew that there were 20 total appearances by J.J. Watt during the broadcast. Six showed Watt clapping. Watt talking to a teammate occurred four times, him congratulating a teammate five times, him standing around five times, and the total discussions about Watt by the announcers, there were 11 of them. So,
and he wasn't even playing.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. References to Watt being the three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year three times, and times that the Texans were praised for their play despite not having J.J. Watt seven times. So,
wow,
lots of mentions for J.J., not that he would have made any difference against New England.
New England,
sorry,
man.
That's just not what they got going on. But then the question is, what happens to that quarterback for that other Texas team?
Because
remember, Tony, I got a broken back Romo?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where will he be
What
next
will
year?
Happen?
Yeah, because
need him in Dallas. I mean,
I don't know that in the National Football League, has there ever been a situation where a rookie quarterback made it look so easy.
Right.
Because he really kind of did.
And not saying they don't need Romo on the bench. You'd love to have someone as good as him on the bench.
Sure.
He doesn't want to be on the bench.
Right.
That's
nope.
The big issue.
No. That's, trade him to the Texans, and
ooh,
they can get rid of their expensive guy who's sitting on the bench. How about those Cowboy fans? How would they feel if Tony Romo ended up being a Texan.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That would be fun.
All those jerseys.
Yeah.
Lots of burn jerseys.
Yeah, you're right. They would they would be piling up those jerseys and burning.
It always amazes me after games like last night's, seeing on social media the videos of people who attack their big screen TVs after the game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've already seen two this morning. on social media of, I mean, just completely destroying something in their house.
Why
whether
would
it
you
be
do that?
Because they're angry, Scott.
I
they're
know.
Angry.
Gee whiz. Yep. It's just a game.
I know. But yep. And yeah, you make social media and you get your little 15 seconds of fame.
I guess
but
so.
You're also out however many hundreds of dollars for a new TV.
Well, and the thing is, I'm guessing now on Facebook, people know you, right? You get followed by people who know you. Is that right? Do you follow people on Facebook?
Yep. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to bet that most of those folks work with some of the people.
Oh, yeah.
So are you going to make that? You talk about a walk of shame.
Right.
Yeah.
Or are they going to go, yeah, man, you were dead on. I'd have done that too, but I was.
Steve, I saw you on Twitter this morning.
That's right. We after you bashed your TV. Yeah, I'd have done that if I was at my house, but, you know. And then Steve walks by and goes, you jerk. Do something like that. But that's fine. And then, of course, many of these people are married to somebody who would look at them and go, really?
Well, it's probably the person who was videotaping.
Yeah,
the
that's
thing,
the other thing.
So.
And then they go, and now you have to buy a new one.
Yep.
Okay. Give me an insight, both of you, from this, because I just don't know. Why would you be shooting video of someone in your family or you're married to who is watching something on television?
I think just reaction. So, I mean, this obviously it was the last, you know, field goal of the game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In situations like this,
yeah.
You know, there's going to either be a celebratory or a upset reaction.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what people do these days now,
really?
Scott. Yeah.
Do they? Okay. Yeah. Well, again, and this falls within the category. Look, we've got this little 3-hour show. We can massage our egos all we want for 3 hours.
Right.
So I guess people want to be out and be known and be seen, then that's the way to do it. But man,
mm-hmm.
Busting your TV.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Terrible idea.
But the other deal is, I mean, I'm sure that if you go into Best Buy today or any place, if you go into the Big Blue Monster, I'm sure they've got televisions there probably prominently displayed, not necessarily on sale, but prominently displayed because the Super Bowl will be here soon.
Yep.
Yeah.
And of course, there. Can you imagine? Because somewhere there was a guy who or gal who went and bought a big screen on Friday, brand new one, so that they could watch the Cowboys, and then they trashed the TV. I mean, you know, somewhere that happened. Which is a sad statement on so many levels.
What a great advertising opportunity, though, for Walmart to sell those TVs for the Super Bowl. It's
sure.
Like, you know, did you bust your TV this weekend?
Yeah, I guess that's...
Need one for the Super Bowl?
I suppose that's probably right. You could if you were that guy or that gal,
mm-hmm.
then there you go. Here's your chance to go out there and get a brand new one so that you can trash it, too. Okay. All right, so... Science in the kitchen. Science in the kitchen.
Always fun.
Yep. The science actually says that when you run your garbage disposal, you should use cold water.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Did not.
Yep. You're so much hot water.
I knew that, but I don't know why.
Okay. The other thing is that actually it's much happier if you put vegetable matter in there rather than meat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's kind of designed really for that. Dishwasher placement. A University of Birmingham study found that carb-based residue, like taters and pasta, are more likely to be removed if they're placed in the middle of the machine, while protein-based things, such as meat and cheese, should be placed on the edges.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I don't think we do that.
I just wear there's open space.
Yeah, that's true. Serrated knives. You may think of them as bread knives, but they are also good for slicing soft produce like maters.
Okay.
And also strawberries.
Huh.
But also useful for sawing through your larger, tougher items like celery root. And your fridge drawer shelves. Food here does not get as cold, so things like milk might spoil quicker. Put them in the door.
I've heard the opposite.
Okay.
The door is like the warmest place in
really?
The fridge, so you shouldn't put your milk on the door.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I have no idea. I just
because, you know, you open the door, and so it actually
sure.
gets more and it's shallower,
yeah.
so it gets more contact with just the warm air.
Okay.
Closer to the outside.
Right,
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm.
Be careful, be aware. We're out there to help save your life. That's what we're trying to do is just make sure everything's okay. Perry Mason has been convicted of burglary.
What?
Not that one.
Oh.
Not the TV guy. This Perry Mason from Hardwick, Vermont, pled guilty to breaking into a jewelry store, taking over $100,000 in valuables, and also was busted after selling some of the items to a local pawn shop, facing up to life in prison. Obviously, he's had some previous convictions, but after a plea deal, he's looking at a sentence of 2 to 30 years. So a lot of that got suspended. Remember that car? Oh, and I don't know if this is the actual car or not, but Burt Reynolds is selling a 1978 Firebird Formula that features the V8 engine, aluminum heads, ceramic headers, and custom exhaust pipes. And it also has his autograph embroidered on the headrest of the car. Who could ask for more than that? So Burt's selling that. And then Steven Tyler of Aerosmith is auctioning off his Hennessy Venom GT Spider.
Nice.
And that'll be okay, I guess, if you want to have a really expensive ride. Just remember two things. You need to be able to not only afford to buy it,
yeah,
but also pay for the insurance. And if anything needs to be fixed, then you got to do that,
probably
too.
Probably pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Same questions could be said about Taylor Swift. She wants her Beverly Hills home to go down in history. The New York Post says that she has applied to have the $25 million mansion declared a landmark. 6-bedroom, 5-bathroom house, 11,000 square feet, was once owned by Samuel Goldwyn, the Hollywood mogul. Taylor bought it in 2015. Huh. Why does that girl need a house that big? It's just her, isn't it?
But her squad. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
All of her friends.
Of course. I forgot.
All the people who don't work who just hang out with her
and spend
her money.
Exactly. And probably her family.
Things could be a lot worse.
And her cats.
That's exactly right. Oh, yeah, that's right. And we've got cats, too.
Really is the first T Swift news we've heard in a while. She's been staying under the radar.
Well, she has. She kept the same boyfriend for a while.
No, I think she's single right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she can't write any new music. Because it's always
right.
about the guy she breaks
mm-hmm.
up with, right?
Yeah, she needed a pretty long break after her 1989 world tour.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
You know, and she made enough money that it'll last her 18 lifetimes.
We know we don't have to worry about that.
No. Well, she's got a giant house, so yeah.
That's going to be a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Guys and gals who know how to run big machinery and do, you know, just these little intricate things with really big pieces of machinery. There's a video out there today of a heavy equipment team in Nevada. The workers drew a huge crowd of spectators as they worked to move dangerous debris and fallen trees from the raging floodwaters near Reno. Somebody shot video. It's called Bridge Ninjas doing their thing.
Bridge Ninjas.
Yeah, it's like, as one of the workers said, it's like playing a video game. It's a challenge every day. Over 1,000 people in Reno were evacuated from their homes in recent days because of storms that took place in the Truckee River. But apparently they have posted this, and big-time job of guys doing delicate work with really, really big pieces of equipment. All right, here we go. Here's our... It seems more and more that we're getting stories about overdue library books. I don't know why.
Huh.
This one may be the tops. The book of short stories called 40 Minutes Late, actually 100 years overdue.
Wow.
Checked out San Francisco Library's Fillmore Branch 1917. Webb Johnson said that his grandmother checked it out and passed away a week before it was due back. It sat in a trunk for a century before her family finally discovered it. He'll return the book to the Fillmore Branch since it shut. He can't return it since it shut its doors years ago. But another branch says, we'll be glad to take the book.
Wow.
Now that would be,
and the fee.
And the fee. And that would be cool to see that, because, I mean, how did they stamp the books back then? And all the intricate things that happened as far as just the way library books were processed back then.
But right.
100 years overdue.
What? How do you calculate the fee on that? So like, let's see, 30 cents a day,
well,
52 days,
plus
weeks
the,
a year.
Plus the California tax, plus the Bay Area tax.
Mm-hmm. Adjust for inflation.
That's right. If he can get a tax write-off on it, then everything would be good. All right, it's 823.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. If staying connected while traveling is important to you, JetBlue has just beefed up its internet service by outfitting its entire fleet with gate-to-gate Fly-Fi wireless internet. Fly-Fi allows streaming of live video content and the ability to be connected to the internet on multiple devices simultaneously at any time while on board, not just while you're up in the air. The college football season ended with the crowning of Clemson as the national champions. But when it comes to drinking beer, the University of Texas is number one. The Wall Street Journal audited beer sales in college football this past season and said Longhorns fans spent $2.8 million on beer. That's an average of $5.26 per fan per game. It's a quiet day on Wall Street as the markets are closed for the holiday. Regular trading will resume Tuesday morning. That's your money now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel outdoor power tools, Diamonds.
A tornado warning for southeastern Waller County in southeastern Texas, west central Harris County in southeastern Texas, northwestern Fort Bend County in southeastern Texas until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 8:25 a.m. Central Standard Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Simonton for 8 miles south of Brookshire, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Hazard: tornado. Source: radar indicated rotation. Impact: expects damage to mobile homes, roofs, and vehicles. Locations impacted include Katy, Brookshire, Tolshear, Simonton, Patterson, Orchard, Weston Lakes, and Cinco Ranch. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. If you cannot safely drive away from the tornado, as a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put, or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris.
But the rookie Dak Prescott led his Cowboys back.
Okay, I don't know what that was all about. All right, there. So there you hear that. That's around Brookshire and that area, which could move up into 290. If those are people who are traveling like into Houston on I-10, then they're going to go through that area. But sounds like, and again, that's about 3 minutes ago, pretty rough weather in that part. So if you can postpone travel down to that part of the state, probably a good idea.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel outdoor power tools, Diamond C trailers, and Kawasaki mules. And our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
Unbelievable as it sounds, it's now possible to steal your identity from simply making hand gestures from your car, taking a selfie, or anywhere else. Kim Gamando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Blame it on rapidly improving smartphone camera technology, but just waving at another motorist, flashing the peace sign, or even flipping someone off can give data thieves enough information to steal your identity. Research from Japan's National Institute of Informatics shows that today's smartphone camera resolution has gotten so good that data thieves can clearly see and steal someone's fingerprints from a photo taken 10 feet away. No high-tech equipment is needed, as long as the photo is in focus. And now that fingerprints are being used more and more to unlock smartphones, laptops, and door locks, a stolen fingerprint carries more long-term danger because, unlike a password, you can never change your fingerprint. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. BTU customers who attempted to pay their bills over the weekend will have to wait until this afternoon. All payment options have not been available since last Friday afternoon due to the installation of new computer software. This includes BTU's main office, drive-thrus, and paying by phone and online. Rain and a wet highway are believed to be contributing factors to a crash west of Bryan yesterday afternoon that killed a Caldwell woman. DPS troopers were told a northbound pickup on Highway 47 struck a bridge guardrail, went over the guardrail, and dropped down to Highway 21. The driver was identified as 53-year-old Renee Garcia. The children, ages 8, 10, and 12 in the vehicle, were hospitalized with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. All four were wearing seatbelts. Bryan police are investigating the death of a woman who officers believe was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. The body of 48-year-old Genevieve Serna of Bryan was found along Highway 21 near Douglas Street in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Anyone with information about what happened before sunrise Saturday morning is asked to contact Bryan police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Blinn College and other community colleges in the state will join four-year universities this summer in implementing campus carry regulations. Spokesman Richard Bray says their task force, comprised of faculty, staff, students, and community members, has been working since the fall to prepare their recommendations.
We've also taken advantage of the fact that four-year universities have already implemented their campus carry plans to look at what those universities are doing and take tips from them.
Bray says the main priority is deciding where concealed handguns will not be allowed on campus.
Our largest subcommittee is the Gun-Free Designated Area Subcommittee, which is establishing the process for identifying gun-free zones.
Bray says they are now asking for your input. An online survey is open through Wednesday at noon to collect public feedback regarding reasonable rules for campus carry at Blinn College. You can find the link online at WTAW.com. A Texas Attorney General's office order to release more records regarding the departure of former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace are now held up in an Austin District Court.
Wallace filed a lawsuit against the school district and the AG, and he's received a temporary restraining order blocking more information from becoming public. According to the Travis County District Court clerk's website, a hearing's been scheduled for January 26. Wallace did not oppose the release of a recording of a private meeting last September, when he was told to consider a buyout, then leave the district's administrative offices. That meeting included a reference to an evaluation of Wallace by four other central office administrators.
You're welcome to take that.
I will. WTAW News has asked for a copy of Wallace's evaluation, which may be a part of what Wallace is trying to keep from being released. BISD Board President Trey Moore says they are hopeful that the court will ultimately allow them to release the still unidentified information. After receiving an $83,000 buyout, Wallace is working as an interim high school principal in Missouri City. WTAW News is waiting for Fort Bend ISD's response to details of Wallace's employment, along with prior requests for comment from Wallace and his lawyers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Are you a former athlete? Do you still daydream about your glory days? College Station's Jay Sokol on WTAW's The Infomaniacs reminds you registration is still open for Brazos Valley Senior Games.
Lots of events for those age 50 and up to participate in. A lot of fun, draws a lot of people from around the state and even out of state.
Sokol says last year's oldest male athlete was 90 and the oldest female athlete was 89.
We even had a former Olympian from the 1952 Summer Olympic Games. He placed 11th in the triple jump back then. He competed in the discus, the hammer throw, the javelin, and the shot put last year. What's your excuse?
Yeah, no kidding. I ought to be there.
Find more information about the games, which are scheduled for February 24th through the 26th, online at cstx.gov/seniorgames. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 66 degrees. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning. It's 8:37 in Brazos Valley. Weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Don't forget, we have a severe thunderstorm warning down around Fulcher in that area. If you happen to be driving that way, be aware of that and keep your radio on.
Through today, partly to mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms around, locally heavy ones as well, high temperature, low 70s. Any lingering showers and storms end this evening, and then mostly cloudy and cooling back into the mid-50s overnight. Still a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Tuesday, low 60s, scattered showers, low 50s at night, and a few more showers around on Wednesday, high temperature 64 to 68. This is Gary Best, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Time to find out what's going on in the Brazos Valley in arts, and Chris Dyer, the CEO of the Arts Council, is here. How are you today?
Doing good. Happy to be back.
Well, you brought a guest with you, as usual.
I did. I brought Ashley from the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley, mm-hmm. and they have a ton of stuff going on right now.
Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So folks know, they can remember, for years, the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley was downtown, but you've been, what, on East 29th Street for how long?
Just 2 years.
Okay.
We
all right.
celebrated our 2-year anniversary on December 31st.
Now, tell us a little bit about what the key is, what your key target demo is as far as age is concerned, and what the purpose of the museum is for those kids.
Well, you know, the museum is fun for anyone from birth to 100 years old. We've got something for everyone. And we really are trying to encourage parent and child interaction with education and through play. So, you know, our main demographic, I guess, is, you know, birth to maybe 8 years old mm-hmm. is who usually comes in.
Now, museums have permanent displays, and then they have different displays temporary. Are you in the same situation there?
We are. Yeah, most of our core exhibits are there throughout the year and throughout the years. They have a life of about 3 years, so mm-hmm. we try to change the core exhibits every 3 years. But we do try to bring in, like you said, new exhibits. This month, on January the 21st, we have the Discovery Dome coming, which is a giant inflatable 360-degree screen. It's coming from the Houston Museum of Natural Science.
Okay.
And we'll be able to show interactive programs that range from dinosaurs to space exploration, which will be fun for everyone, we think.
Certainly. Now, you can become a member of the museum as a family?
Yes, you can. You can. Our membership started $80 mm-hmm. per year, and that is for admission up to 4 people all year long.
Okay, what are your hours of operation?
We are now open 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. And we actually have a members-only hour from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Each day.
Now, how about fundraising? Because as a nonprofit, you do need to have some money to get going. So you have fundraising projects during the year or special events. How does that work?
We do. We have 3 core fundraising projects. We have our Polar Express Pajama Party in December, our Duck Derby in April, and actually our Daddy-Daughter Dance, which is our biggest fundraiser, is coming up February the 3rd and 4th.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because if you don't know, I mean, I don't know how long you've been doing it, but it was lightning in a bottle from year one. I mean,
That's right.
Something that people mark their calendars for. So do you have some details you can tell us about
that?
I do.
I think this is our 9th year of doing the Daddy-Daughter Dance. It's held at the Hilton Hotel in the big ballroom. Again, it's February 3rd and February 4th, Friday and Saturday. Friday is really good for little girls up to age 7. Saturday's better for ages 8 and over. We've got dinner, dancing, a special visit from your daughter's favorite princesses.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll have other activities, raffle, crafts, fun cookie decorating, things like that.
Again, if you're new to the community, you want to do this, you do need to make reservations right now.
You do. Yes, we sold out last year on mm-hmm. Saturday, and we're very close to selling out as it is right now. But you can get tickets either by calling the museum at 779-5437, or you can go online to our website, cmbv.org.
Okay. Ashley, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Well, coming up on January 26th, which is a Thursday, we have the Brazos Valley Art League Judged Art Show, which is over on Dartmouth at the Art Center. There'll be artists from all over Texas. They open it up, so that should be a pretty interesting show. Always good. You know, we have a lot of things going on. If you notice, when you drive by the park, all of our public art left. So that show concluded, but it's fear not. We're going to bring more in. We're actually bringing James Searles in. He is the artist that did the Brazos flower.
Okay.
And so that's over at the Brazos Center. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty prolific artist. So we're really excited about that. We have tons of things going on. All of our affiliates do. You know, now that spring is bearing down on us, we're full of events. So just go to acbv.org, check it out, and we'll keep you up to date.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
This is Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff has a few things in life he isn't sure about, like how to ask out Joanna.
I'm just trying to work out the best way to do it.
But one thing Jeff does know is that the experts at NerdWallet.com make finding the right credit cards easy. Using your preferences.
Using your preferences, NerdWallet.com searches through over 1,700 credit cards to find the ones that match you best. By the way, who are you?
Me.
And why are you following me? It's creepy. Visit NerdWallet.com to make sure you have the credit cards that work best for you, because nothing beats knowing. NerdWallet.com.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Had the pleasure to meet Barry W. Bauerschlag the other day, A&M class of 70. He has a story to tell and a book to talk about. It's called Aggie Spirit 101, Greater Love. You'll enjoy meeting Barry Bauerschlag.
I'm a United Methodist minister, retired the last 6 years. My life has experienced a lot of things in common with Aggie heritage, Aggie history. As a matter of fact, I was going to change my New Braunfels Schlitterbahn name when I got old enough. And right before I came to A&M, I discovered in German, Bauerschlag means farmer's fight in German. I said, well, I can't change that.
He does have Aggie heritage.
My dad had played football for Texas A&M under Homer Norton until my mother got pregnant with me, and I still have a silver baby spoon with my initials on it given me by the Aggie football team. So first sentence of my book is I was probably pre-verbally maroon. We grew up with Aggie traditions, a good Methodist family. My parents parents of six before they were 30 years old. People used to ask my mother if she was Catholic. She said, no, just a careless Methodist.
Barry Bauerschlag's card says he's a minister, speaker, songwriter, and 12th man. And indeed, he's a volunteer minister to much of the 12th man.
I spent my life trying to learn better how to help people live better lives. I believe we have a God who loves each of us and wants to bless us abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine. And I've seen that proven in my life, that all often we need to learn how to show that love to encourage others, but we need to learn how to trust that love and follow that guide and what I call plug in our soul phones. You know, it's about truth and grace from God, and it's about heart and smart on our part.
And the book, again, by Barry Bauerschlag, is Aggie Spirit 101, Greater Love.
My book is 8 chapters, and it's written about different traditions of Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And it's written in such a way that each chapter is filled with some different kinds of stories, as well as understandings of basic beliefs and the core values that those traditions embrace and seek to teach. It is written with some long words in there, but to kind of challenge people. But it's written in a way that even older elementary kids can understand it. Ideally, junior high, senior high, college students, people like that. But I have a lot of older people that have shown appreciation and interest for the book. Each chapter has a blank page for notes at the end and a list of questions for discussion or reflection. It makes it real easy to get together with a group of friends, people from a class, a team, whatever. Commit yourselves to reading a chapter every week or when, you know, however you decide to do that. You can do an 8-week study, and that'd be a chapter a week. It will bring you closer to the people that you meet with. It will bring you closer to God, and it will bring you closer to what A&M is all about.
The book, Aggie Spirit 101, Greater Love, by Barry Bauerschlag, is available online and locally at both Barnes & Nobles at the MSC and also on Texas Avenue. Barry Bauerschlag, like he said, has been a volunteer minister for many of the Aggie sports people and teams.
Including Trevor Knight, Coach Sumlin, Coach Mazzoni, and Coach Chavis, and Coach Blair, you know, the athletic director. I was talking to people in the Corps. I was the first commander of Lone Star Company, class of 70. I was a Ross volunteer and on the firing squad when Earl Rudder died.
Barry Bauerschlag, true Aggie, class of 70. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor, and decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth. As the former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, Hegseth built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. For more information on the 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, log on to BrazosGOP.org.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, Americans, U.S. Americans who want to honor President Barack Obama's 8 years as Commander-in-Chief can stand up and clap. The Thanks Obama clapping event.
What?
Has over 60,000 people who have reported they want to or are going to attend the D.C. event on January the 19th, while the Trump transition team refused to allow the organizers the use of federal land for the clap-a-thon. The goal was to originally stand outside the White House and clap out Mr. Obama. A 600-person indoor venue has been already sold out. What, they're going to stand there and applaud until he comes out? Is that what they were going to do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that and then I think the day after the inauguration, they're going to have 1,200 busloads of protesters who are going to come in and do that.
And after the fact?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and Sunday, so that way they can, on Monday, they can be back at their job. Never mind. Okay. So some UFO hunters claim that an astronaut is purportedly attempting to obscure the view of an object passing the International Space Station in a YouTube video posted by Secure Team 10, which is an organization that self-describes itself as a source for reporting the best in new UFO sighting news. Not okay. The worst, but the best.
The best.
Because you hate to get secondary, bad-sourced UFO sighting news.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, and also they have info on government cover-ups and the strange activity happening on and off our planet.
Ooh.
So there. They are claiming that astronauts have been trying to hide evidence of actual unidentified objects during their missions in space. Secure Team 10 says footage from the International Space Station highlights deliberate attempts by astronauts to block any view of the UFOs. Okay. Both of y'all too young to remember D.B. Cooper?
Oh, no, I remember D.B.
Okay.
Cooper.
All right.
I don't.
Okay. Well, the story of D.B. Cooper, it's kind of a legend deal.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, basically, it has not died, even though he probably has. But let's go way, way back to 1971, okay? A guy boarded a Boeing passenger jet in 71, calling himself D.B. Cooper. Several decades have passed since this man, who was dressed in a suit and tie, strapped on a parachute while hijacking a Boeing 727 jetliner full of passenger and crew. Before taking the midair plunge out of the jetliner's rear door, he took off the tie that he was wearing. Mm-hmm. And just like that, he was gone. He parachuted out, Chelsea, with a backpack full of money into the timberland out there in the great Northwest and was never seen or heard from again.
Wow.
So,
the plane was okay, though.
Yeah. Okay. 1971, he jumps out of this plane with $200,000 in cash, figuring that the parachute will float him down to Earth. And again, never, ever seen again. Well, what they did is they did a little I don't know, forensic evidence on the tie itself. A guy named Tom Kay and his team found thousands of particles on the tie that was just regular little JCPenney store-bought tie.
Right.
It had cerium, strontium, sulfide, and titanium on them, little bits of that. Well, the deal is you're not going to find that in a JCPenney store, but where you would find it was at a Boeing plant in the 70s. So because those particles are on the tie, there's a suggestion that Cooper, or this man who wanted to call himself D.B. Cooper, in fact, wore that tie to work. So did he work for Boeing? That's the next chapter
interesting.
In the story of who. I mean, didn't they make a TV movie?
I think so.
They made a theatrical movie who is D.B. Cooper. Yeah, it's kind of a weird deal.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Warnemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff has a few things in life he isn't sure about, like how to ask out Joanna.
I'm just trying to work out the best way to do it.
But one thing Jeff does know is that the experts at NerdWallet.com make finding the right credit cards easy.
Using your preferences, NerdWallet.com searches through over 1,700 credit cards to find the ones that match you best. By the way, who are you?
Me.
And why are you following me? It's creepy. Visit NerdWallet.com to make sure you have the credit cards that work best for you, because nothing beats knowing. NerdWallet.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com. Today.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be disbursed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, while we're talking conspiracy theory fans out there of the late rock icon Elvis Presley claim that a photo has emerged showing that he is alive and well.
Oh.
According to the Elvis Truthers, the late rock star. Yeah, no. The late rock star. Spotted in a photo taken during an event at a Graceland mansion marking his 82nd birthday. The photo, uploaded to a Facebook page called Evidence Elvis Presley is Alive, allegedly proves their hero did not die on August 16, 1977, at the age of 42. The photo shows a stout, white-bearded Elvis look-alike.
Mm.
Now, the photo has reignited speculation that Elvis is still alive and well 40 years after his claimed death when he died of a heart attack. Elvis truthers say bodyguards are standing around the man. That proves that he was an important person in disguise.
It was his birthday. There were probably lookalikes everywhere.
Oh, you're excellent point.
And I'm looking at this picture, and he's not really an Elvis lookalike. He's just an old guy.
He's an old guy, and I see he's got a white beard. He got his hands in his pockets and a black jacket.
And why would Elvis be in hiding all of these years?
Right. Why does that? Well, I guess he just wanted to live a regular life.
Yeah.
Hiding with bodyguards?
Yeah.
Okay. Super reg.
Not exactly sure. When I lived in Waco, worked up there, there was a guy named Ed Fidel, and Ed Fidel befriended Elvis when he was at Fort Hood and would come and visit him on a regular basis. I mean, got tons of pictures of him because he just kind of wanted to be around regular folks. So he was an Elvis buddy, so to speak. The Vermont Supreme Court says buildings are allowed to be ugly. The court makes the ruling in response to a pair of challenges to planned solar power developments. Nearby landowners sued, making the contention that the developments would be ugly and thus hurt property values. The Supreme Court found that unsightliness does not render a building a nuisance under the law. So there, it can be ugly. And get this, Luke and Hillary Gardner never have a problem remembering each other's birthday. The Mississippi husband and wife born on the same day.
All right.
Convenient.
And so was their son 27 years later.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa,
this
weird.
Past December. The odds of that happening, about 1 in 133,000. I don't know. Somehow that's lower than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
During the pregnancy, the couple used a smartphone app to calculate the due date as December 15th, 3 days before their joint birthday. Her obstetrician called on the 19th, the night of the 7th, called it for the 19th. On the night of the 17th, they went walking. Boom, that was enough. Child was born on December the 18th, exactly 27 years after his parents' birthday.
How fun.
So, yeah, it kind of is. Mom born at 8:10 in the morning, dad at 2:10 in the afternoon, and the baby made it at 10:01 a.m.
Ooh, so nice.
All remember their birthdays and enjoy
app.
That. Yeah, exactly. All right, it's 9 o'clock. Back tomorrow, WTAW, College Station. Brian.